Hello?
Hello, this is Alexander speaking.
Yes, speaking.
Alexander, this is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing good. You have a call between 2 to 4 for Kevin Lesnar, the head of the writing team. Are you available to
I
set a
barely
time?
can hear you. You, I.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise in the
Yeah.
background.
We have a lot of people sitting here. I'm sorry about that. I'm just going to be transferring you over to Kevin Lesnar, who's the head of the writing team. Okay. You can have a word with him. Do you have your
No one
system in
called
front
me.
of you?
No one called me.
Oh, yeah, I'm transferring your call over to him.
I'm sorry?
I am transferring your call over to him. I'm just going to be transferring the call over to him, and then you two can have a conversation, and you can make him understand your concerns and all the problems you're facing, and he'll get them cleared out, okay?
Okay, and who is he?
He's the head of the writing team. He overlooks all the writing projects, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just stay on the line. Let me transfer him over. Give me just a second. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Alexander, this is Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, likewise. Anyways, I hear you have some concerns. Please shoot.
I don't shoot.
Okay. Please just tell me all your concerns, everything. I am overlooking all the projects here for writing, the content. So yeah, I heard Sheldon told me
So
there's some
you
concerns.
then know the concerns, huh?
Sorry?
So you shouldn't then know the concerns, huh? If you are overlooking all the projects.
Right. I do know that there was some problem with the plagiarism and everything. The only problem
Exactly.
is there was a new writer in the team, and another writer was actually, he actually had an accident and everything. So there was a new writer. He probably, there's a lot of medical terminologies in your book, which is a nice thing, but he probably didn't understand it, and there was plagiarism as a result, which I do understand is our problem. But don't worry, we have changed everything.
I
There's a new
actually,
writer.
I think I put myself into your hands already, so that means I'm kind of stuck. And there is no way out, and I don't see any progress anyways, even before that. I'm not sort of a lay person from the street trying to write the book. I need guidelines here, and I don't need necessarily every single word written by someone. I needed sort of a content and push and deadlines and progression on something that I have pretty clear vision how it needs and it should look like. And it seems like there are a lot of amateurs around. And that's what I'm seeing with every single step. I can do a lot of this by myself, but I don't have time, and that's why I engage into this. Huh? If you're giving me someone who is cutting and pasting from the internet, and me as a scientific writer, do the check the sources of every single sentence that you write. This is going to be a big issue and big problem because I cannot sign on that book, and that book cannot go public
Right.
because You know, I see that the university board advisories, you know, medical advisories, and
right.
I think I kind of, I think I stepped in without actually knowing into what I am.
No, I understand your point.
Instead of,
yeah,
you know, putting my students to work on assignments and, you know, maybe having a book in 3 years.
Right.
You know, so it's, I think it's, I clearly it's my mistake not seeing what you are doing as a company.
No, no, no. You need to believe me now. We are going to change the team. We are going to change the writer. You know, the
well,
specific
I mean, the
writer.
Whole thing is like I'm writing sort of a imaginary book about stroke. This is a very concrete subject.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I understand.
Very,
it's very
concrete,
concrete
subject.
It's very,
you know,
real.
I mean, there are a couple of others, mm-hmm. other books written this way. I mean, we need the science and things backing up the statements in this book, not
right.
copying someone's
yeah,
experience and someone's
exactly. It doesn't have to be creative. It has to be, you know, something factual. I get your point.
Exactly. I mean, I like certain statements and certain paragraphs, you know, they kind of are very refreshing, but I mean, the whole book cannot be written that way. That style just does not fit this purpose.
Right. I get your point. Okay.
You know,
need to ask a question over here. Do you want this book to be for laymen, or do you want this book to be for scientists to be able to read it? You know,
no,
I'm just...
that's, you know, there is so much in between, huh? So
right.
you're going from the left to the right, yes. So no, lay people know a lot about stroke and a lot of medical terminology. I mean,
exactly.
I see lay people in the clinic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Every day, and I mean like 400 or 500 people a month. And
right.
they do use terminology that's very common. You know, I
right.
don't need to explain to a three-year-old what brain is and what stroke is. People
right.
do know that it's a clot in the vessel that causes stroke. I mean, you know, I don't need to explain the complexity of the brain in like 30 pages. You know, that could be done on 2 pages or 3 pages. I mean, you know, there are examples of such books everywhere, and I actually at the beginning offer 3 titles that could guide and help. But it seems like this totally went off the way of what the idea, initial idea of this book was.
Right.
And now we're at day 90, exactly today, and I have nothing.
That's true, I understand your point.
The cover was a total miss. You know, I even dare to see how the e-book trail
mm-hmm.
is going to look like in all this, because, you know, someone is missing the boat. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, you need not to worry. Okay, I can assure you that.
Yeah, well, let's see. You know, I just am spending too much time on something that.
No, I understand. Would you like to completely rewrite the book from the start, or would you want us to, you know, just change the plagiarism thing? Everything else is fine, and we can just cater to all the comments that you've made.
I have to review again the whole thing, and I mean we have to move forward with
writing and everything
with the outline and the style properly. You know, I mean
right.
there are parts that are okay
mm-hmm.
that I really like, so I can keep them and send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the style has to change and the idea has to change.
Okay. So do you want us to give reference to every single thing, or remove something that we're taking for something else and add something completely unique? For example, I add a definition and add a quotation or, for example, reference for it. Or do you want us to just rephrase the definition altogether?
Oh, no. Definition for what?
I'm just using definition as an example. It can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a paragraph which is in another book or in the research as well. Do you want me to reference that paragraph, or do you want me to completely rephrase it and write it in my own words?
I don't want, I want in, I mean, certain things could be referenced,
mm-hmm.
but that has to come from PubMed and science, not from a layperson reference. That's not what I do.
Okay.
I read scientific literature and I reference that. I don't read someone's, you know, opinions, and then I reference that.
Right. For example, there is a research paper which is backed by factual stuff. You would like us to reference
that?
Yes, that
has to be referenced, yes. But it has to pertain to a lifestyle and stroke and brain aging and brain health. Those are the themes, you know. I don't need to reference someone when you saw your baby first time and, you know, your right or left brain hemisphere reacted to it. I mean, that's kind of, you know.
That's related to the hormones. That's fine. That's exactly. Another thing. Right, I get your point. Okay. So, yeah, we'll do that, okay? We'll give you another draft next week. It will have... But first, I would need you to give me back everything which you think is not okay so we can change that, okay?
Let's start from it. But honestly, Kevin, if that's your real name,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter what it is. You know, I mean, it's, if we're moving forward, this has to be really worth my money and my time.
Right. And I'll make sure that happens, yeah. Okay, so... you're going to
copyright is not yet. I still didn't get that, and it's good 2 months now. You know, I mean, there are things that are certainly outside of what has been promised.
No, I'm going to ask Lisa. Of course, I'm going to look over your project as the writing is concerned. But I don't know about the copyright. I'll ask her to, you know, give you a call or after it's called. I'll ask Sheldon as well. You know. To just tell you about the copyrights and everything that's going on in your project. But for now, I'm only concerned about the writing part. Okay? So, you're going to give me back the draft and going to tell me that everything which you think is not okay, right? You can just highlight it. You can just highlight in the draft, red or yellow, whatever, okay? You're going to do that. We're going to change everything, whichever you have highlighted, and we're going to give it to you for approval.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, let's see if this is going to help.
Okay. I'm extremely sorry for whatever you've gone through. The plagiarism shouldn't have happened, but it did. It won't happen again. You have my word.
No, I mean, I'll be checking every word. I'm moving forward without the trust, so you have to be aware of that.
Right.
And that's not good, huh?
That's not good at all. I want to earn your trust. It's earned, Okay, so I'm sorry you have my word. There won't be any plagiarism. If there is anything copied, it's going to be referenced, and the reference would be from research papers, not anything, you know, bogus. Okay? So,
sounds good.
For now, I just need everything back from you, which you think is not okay, highlighted. Okay?
Sounds good. Another thing that is important to me, illustrations. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any sense of where the illustrations are coming, who is doing it, and how is that referenced.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, who is choosing it, because what had been chosen so far, it's one that does not make any sense to the text.
Right.
So someone is definitely having a disconnection with
Yeah, I mean, the picture that was used there was only just for a reference, so, you know, we could just... Because I think the writer left a note as well that the picture is going to be changed, right? So we're going to do that. You don't need to worry about the pictures as of now. Focus on the writing. We're going to include the illustrations in between, okay? We're going to send the illustrations to you for approval. If you approve them, only then they'd be included in the writing, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, if you do see some pictures in between, it would just be for a reference. It's not the final thing, okay? It's just for the reference, so just to tell you that there's going to be a picture over here, okay?
Sounds good. Okay, so let's see, Kevin, where we are after this.
Right, so I'll just wait for the drafts from you, which would have all the highlighted stuff, which you think is bad.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Sounds like a plan. Again, I'm extremely sorry. We've gone on the wrong foot here, but, you know, let's just make things right.
Yeah, make sure you have a senior on this time, because I'm not in the mood to deal with someone who is just starting or not knowing what they are doing.
Right.
I don't know who's going to be writing. okay, because that person cannot continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, I get your point. I understand where you're coming from. I get your point. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay,
I'll change the writer.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.